Our readings today are from Psalms and Isaiah. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul. The word of God for the people of God.
Well, I add a word of welcome to Marcia's previous word to those joining us by internet this morning. I know a lot of people are traveling out of town this weekend, a lot of members around the country, and they promised they would be joining us today. So I hope you are and you feel a part of the service. For those who are here in the sanctuary at St. Luke's, you'll notice on the right margin of your worship guide today, there's a section for taking notes. And several people have asked if we can make space available to take notes during a message. And if you find that helpful, I hope you will use it for that purpose. I encourage people in listening to a message, sometimes you will get a thought that might not have direct connection to what I'm saying or what you're hearing at the moment, but it's something connected to an important issue in life, and that's a way to capture what I call God thoughts. Something God is speaking to you that you give it 10 minutes after a service, it's left you. And this is just a way to hold on to those. We're in a series on the 23rd Psalm, and today we come to the third verse. He restores my soul. The author of the 23rd Psalm, David, knew something about soul restoration because in many of David's other writings, he talks about the trouble he was in, the unrest in his soul. One of those we heard a moment ago from Psalm 42, he uses these words as if he's talking to himself. Oh, my soul, why are you so downcast? Why are you downcast? Interesting term. It relates to shepherding. Last week, I mentioned Philip Keller's book on the 23rd Psalm, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm. He talks about the position a sheep can get in when it's on its back and its feet are up in the air. He says that is known as a cast position, a position in which sheep are helpless. They cannot get back upright on their own power. And he says it's very dangerous because when a sheep is in that position, it gets anxious, it starts to flail, trying to turn itself upright, and it begins to build up gases in that first stomach called the rumen. That begins to tighten the system, the blood circulation slows down, it drains from the legs, it makes the sheep even more helpless. And in hot weather, a sheep like that can be dead within a few hours. Even in cooler conditions, the sheep is more vulnerable to prey like coyotes and wolves. So it's a dangerous deal. So go back to David's expression for a moment. My soul is downcast. What is he saying? I've been knocked off my feet by something. I feel like I'm on my back and I can't get up by my own power and I need help emotionally. That's the place I'm in. Have you ever been in that kind of a place? Have you ever been in an emotional or spiritual cast position? What puts us in a place like that? Well, Keller says for sheep, typically it's one of three things that put us in a cast position. For sheep, one of the things that would do that is when a sheep goes away from the pasture, when it strays and it enters into a thicket or gets around a lot of bushes, because the sheep cannot stay satisfied with what it has. The grass isn't green enough. It goes looking for something better, and it gets into a thicket, and the wool gets caught on the branches, and when it starts to jerk free, it can throw itself upside down, and it's helpless. applying that to our own lives, sometimes what gets us in a cast position is very simply the troubles we get into. It is our own decisions, our own choices, our own desires that maybe cannot be satisfied. And by no one else's fault but our own, we find ourselves on our backs, off of our feet. Philip Keller says another reason sheep get in a cast position is because sometimes they eat too much, they don't get enough exercise, and they get overweight. And when they slip or they fall, their weight can throw them off balance. And they can find themselves upside down, their feet are in the air, and they can't do anything. Once again, to apply it to our own lives, sometimes what gets us in a cast position is the troubles we hold on to. We might feed on things that are just not helpful and healthy, and we'll hold on to those troubles. Maybe it's bitterness, maybe it's resentment toward someone or something that has happened, maybe it's unforgiveness, but we get stuck in that place. We can't let go of it and just go on with life, and it's like we live in a perpetual state of unhappiness. And then Philip Keller says one other reason this happens to sheep is because of what they do when a storm comes over. Sheep tend to seek out low-lying areas in a storm, and they'll go to a ravine or a ditch, and they'll just lie down until the storm passes. But the trouble is the rain soaks into their coat. So when they finally stand up again and try to go up a slope, that added weight can throw them off balance. For us, sometimes what puts us in a cast position is simply the troubles that just come. The troubles that just come. It's not because we did anything wrong. It's not because we're holding on to unhealthy stuff. It's just life, things that happen to us. I visited one time with a pastor friend of mine and her husband shortly after they received the news of their adult son who was killed in an automobile accident. Sitting in their living room, she said, "It feels like a bomb has gone off in our hearts." What a description. Can you relate to that? Have you ever had something happen in your life that for you, it's just like a bomb has gone off in your heart? Out of nowhere, you have been turned upside down by something that's happened, and you can't get back up again. You're knocked over and you need help. What do you do when you're in a cast position? What can you do that might allow you one day, like David, to be able to say, "The Lord does restore my soul. I know that. But right now, I'm upside down." Well, one thing that's very important to do when we are in a cast position is very simply be still and believe. Be still and believe. When a sheep is upside down, its natural tendency is to do whatever it can to get upright again. And it just starts flailing about, it gets anxious, and that makes conditions worse. Sometimes that happens to us. We get in that position and we just start doing anything we can to get out of that bad position. We might start making really rash decisions or doing things that only make it worse. And when we can't seem to get ourselves upright, the most important thing to do is just be still and believe that the shepherd is coming. Because this is one thing we know about shepherds. When a sheep goes missing, a shepherd is looking. When a sheep is missing, a shepherd is looking. That's what shepherds do. They look over the flock. Remember when Jesus was born? What does it say the shepherds were doing? They were keeping watch over their flocks. One time Jesus told a story. He said a shepherd had 100 sheep, and one of them was missing. And how does the rest of it go? He left the 99 to go in search of the one. Now, how did the shepherd know that one was missing? Because the shepherd keeps count. Sheep count to shepherds. Sheep matter to shepherds. And when a shepherd knows a sheep is missing, what is the shepherd's number one concern? Well, why did that sheep get in that position? Seems like he brought it on himself. Maybe he ought to get himself out of it. No. Well, it just seems like that sheep goes looking for that kind of thing. No. What is the shepherd's number one concern? To search for and rescue. To search for and rescue. And the same is true of us. It's important for us when we are in a cast position to just be still and believe some very, very fundamental truths. That we matter to our heavenly shepherd. That we count. And even though we might not be able to see it, there is a rescue underway. There is help that is coming. We might not feel it or see it or know it, but we have to believe it. I love this verse from Daniel. Daniel went through a trying period. He had been praying about his situation, but he didn't feel like God was doing anything about it, and he couldn't understand why. And then one day, this was the answer he got. Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. You didn't know it all that time you were praying, but I was on the way. It's important when we're in that position to just be still and believe. Help is coming. Now that leads into another important activity, if you will, when we're in a cast position. While we are being still and believing, we should cry out to God. Cry out to God. Just cry out what's going on inside. Just speak where we are. God, I'm upset. God, I'm nervous. I'm worried about this. I'm wondering where you are. This is what's happening with me. But just talk to God about it. You know, sheep are great at crying out when they get lost. I've talked to you before about times when I've been in England and I walk in the countryside and I would hear and see lots of sheep. Many years ago, I was walking along a sea cliff in Cornwall and I could hear sheep out in the distance sort of softly bleating, but then I heard one that sounded in distress. So I started looking around and I could see just over the edge of the cliff, a little lamb, a tiny little lamb, had gotten in a precarious position. And out of its sight, but I could see in the pasture right above it was what seemed to be the mother. And they were bleeding back and forth to each other. And then finally, the little lamb scampered up and with the mother, they went back to the flock. Now, in that moment, I felt like Dr. Doolittle because I could understand what they were saying. I could understand it. That little lamb was crying out, "Mama, Mama, help!" And the mother was up above. And the mother was saying, "Here I am, here I am, it's okay." And the mother was telling the little one to climb up. And the little one was saying, "I can't, yes you can, I can't, yes you can." And then finally, the little one made its way up. And the mother licked it a bunch of times and said, "You see, I told you you could." and they went back. I could understand it. Sheep are good at crying out when they get in trouble. And it's a truth for our relationship with our heavenly shepherd. To cry out to God. Why? Because God is the only one who can truly understand our position. There is no cast position you can find yourself in which God is not able to understand. Think about that. Has anybody here ever lost a child? So has God. Has anybody here ever been lonely? Jesus was single. One time Jesus said, "The Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Has anyone been in a financially difficult place? Jesus was born homeless. Has anybody experienced difficult family conflict? One time, Jesus' family was so embarrassed by him, they went to grab him and take him home. Has anybody ever been in prison? So was Jesus. God understands. You probably remember the stories about Johnny Erickson, the young, talented athlete who got paralyzed after she dove into a lake. In the aftermath of that accident, she just could not get beyond focusing her thoughts on everything she would never be able to do the rest of her life. She's paralyzed now. She was bitter. She was resentful. And one day, a friend who had been sitting with her trying to offer her encouragement, just through tears, desperately said, "Johnny, do you think you're the only one to have suffered this? You're not. Turn to your faith. Jesus was paralyzed." She said, "Think about it. When he was on the cross, when he was nailed, he couldn't move. He was paralyzed. He understands." And something broke through for her. Up until that moment, she felt like she had been praying to a God who fell asleep on the job, who just let something bad happen to her. But now she understood, "I'm praying to a God who understands what I'm going through." And that began to restore for her a sense of purpose for her life. If you're looking for a reason why things have happened to you to cause your soul to be downcast, I don't know that I can help you. But if you turn to a God who understands and cry out to that God will give you a reason to keep going. I guess it's which direction you look for reason. Do you want some reason that comes behind you that helps you understand why things have happened to you? Or do you look in front of you and look for a reason to keep living and to find purpose? Because that's the territory where God specializes. What's in front of us. And then one last thing is to give it time. When we're in a downcast position, we have to be still and believe. We have to just trust that God is aware that healing is coming. Cry out to God, but then give it time and be patient. It takes this long to get in a downcast position, but healing takes much longer. When a shepherd goes to a sheep in that position, the shepherd doesn't just like turn the sheep over and pick it up. It can't do that. It takes a while. What a shepherd will do is first go to the sheep and start talking to it and patting it to get it to just calm down. "It's okay. It's okay. You're going to be all right. Settle." With the sound of your voice, begins settling the sheep, and you can feel the heart rate beginning to lessen. Then what a shepherd has to do is start rubbing the legs of the sheep to restore circulation. After a period of time, when the time feels right, the shepherd gently rolls the sheep over and then picks it up, makes sure it can stand on its own weight, and lets it go on. What a beautiful image of what God does for us when we are upside down. That God just speaks to us reassuring words. You count to me. You matter to me. No matter what got you in this position, it does not interfere with my concern for you and my desire to rescue you. Take it easy. Take it easy. Let me help restore the circulation in your soul. And sometimes out of nowhere, we begin to feel the help in a new direction that gets us back up again. You live long enough, you collect scars. I told you last week about my jumping off rocks and waterfalls and how I've got a nice big scar here that reminds me of that. If it were appropriate to do and we could all show each other our scars, I bet we could tell some stories, couldn't we? We could tell stories about the dumb things we've done in our past, or about the unfair things that happened to us, or the surgeries that we didn't expect. We could tell some stories, but at the end of the stories, here's a question. What does your scar remind you of? Does it remind you of your hurt, or does it remind you of your healing? Scars remind us of mistakes and painful things that have happened, but they can also remind us that we are healed people and that God's restorative power is always, always at work. So we receive today the symbol of God's offering himself to us through bread and cup, the expression of God's presence with us. For those things that we have done that have put us in a cast position, God offers forgiveness and grace. For the things that we hold on to, God offers himself to us to help give us the power to release. And for the things that are by no fault of our own that have turned us upside down, God meets us to restore us and renew us. Let us prepare to receive. Gracious God, we thank you for not just speaking a word of hope, but giving us hope, offering yourself to us, walking with us in every experience of life in which we walk, and to come alongside of us and to give forgiveness and companionship and renewal. So through this bread and this cup, meet us again and give us all we need to be restored in soul and spirit. For Christ's sake, amen.